Blog Talk Radio.
Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. Only 30 minutes. How you been, Larissa?
I've been fine. How you been, Tess?
I've been busy writing, doing my thing. I notified some people. I hope they call in, but if not, we're going to start right now.
Okay.
The Samantha Bee situation where she called Ivanka Trump a C-word, the C-word, and the administration has demanded that her show be canceled just like Roseanne's. And I wrote on Facebook a couple of days ago, maybe yesterday, I think, that racism is not the same as an insult. And I want to know, how do you feel about that? Do you think Samantha Bee should be canceled, just like Roseanne, for saying that insult to Ivanka Trump?
No, because just like you said, being a flat-out racist and being an insult is not a reason to cancel the show. They're trying to make it the same. I still don't think Donald Trump even addressed the Roseanne thing, but they sure ran and addressed this. So, no, I don't think she'd be canceled.
Yeah, he did address it. And he said he said ABC should give him an apology for the times that he got slandered on ABC, which he didn't go into specifics. Should you get that? That dude gets slandered on every TV show, so I don't know what he's talking about.
right, exactly.
For real. Okay, Tim Tebow kneeled in protest of abortions during the anthem in 2012. Tebow even said he couldn't stand for a flag that allowed abortions. But yet, when he did it, he still got 3 contracts. So do you think that this thing with Kaepernick is prejudice? Because they didn't do Tim Tebow in quite as fast as they did Kaepernick in.
Right, and it wasn't blown up as big as the whole Kaepernick thing, too. I think it's a double standard. I think they've really taken this too far with the NFL saying they're going to requires everyone to stand, no one to kneel, or you got to stay in the locker room. They've taken it too far. They swept that under the rug with Tim Tebow, or not sweeping the rug, just let it happen. Let him have his freedom of speech. And for this one, they blew it out of proportion. So I think it's a double standard. Absolutely a double standard.
Yeah, definitely. Basically, black and white. Just like
right.
A newspaper.
Basically.
We can see it.
Basically. Yep.
Okay, one more. We have one more state to go for the amendment, for a new amendment to be added to the Constitution concerning equal rights for women. And my opinion is that I think women should have the freedom to do whatever they want with their bodies. It's their bodies, and I don't think government, a state, or even national government laws should prevent women from doing what they need to do in order to take care of their health, in order to whether to make the decision to have a child or not. I understand the pro-life people, but forcing women just to have that is wrong to me, because there's different situations where life could be involved, life of the child, life of the actual mother. So I think it should be a woman's choice. I wanted to know, how did you feel about it? Because it says one more state approved this equal rights for women, then it will be cause for an amendment to be added to the Constitution. How do you feel about that?
Well, I definitely think, as a woman, I definitely think we should have the right to say, you know, bear kids or right to even abortions. You know, I've never went that route, and I'm glad I've never had to face that route. You know, I've never had to make that decision. But that's a hard decision for someone else to make for a woman, you know?
Right.
And responsibilities that come with, you know, raising kids or things. I just think that government needs to stay out of it. That's what I think. Stay out of it and let a woman decide.
That's what
personally,
I feel,
I think,
too.
Yeah,
I've seen,
think it's... go ahead.
I've seen a lot of my friends, female friends, that were with child, and then it was going to endanger their life, and they had to get an abortion. And thank God that it was, you know, women were allowed to do that at that time in different spots
right.
around the country. But, I mean, suppose you just cut that off and then you're taking a chance on the person's life, whether they had the kid or not. And that's ridiculous.
Right.
I think
and,
it should be the yeah. woman's choice.
Yeah, they're kind of putting one, some in some instances, they're putting one life over the other. They're putting the child's life over the mother's life, especially when the mother's life is in danger. So, yeah, I think government needs to really stay out of that.
And,
the woman.
And they act like they care, Larissa, then all of a sudden, when you get on welfare, they don't care.
No. They sure don't care then. They don't care then,
right? You got about five kids. I don't care about them kids.
Right.
But you went child. Ooh, I care about the life now. Really?
Right. Either care about them or don't care about them. Which one?
Yeah. Make up your mind.
Right.
Andrea Constant, the Cosby accuser, breaks silence and talks to the news media. Didn't even know what she sounded like till just then when she talked to him last week. I'm going to give you my opinion.
Okay.
She waited too long. I'm like, maybe you should have told a whole lot of somebody's. We got another call
right,
on the line. I know who it is. 804-804.
Peace and love, everybody. How you doing?
What's up, E? This is me and Larissa is the only ones on here.
Hello.
Larissa, how do you feel about the Cosby accuser, Andrea Constant? Like I said, I thought that she waited a whole long time to spill the beans now. But I understand there might have been, well, to me, Bill wasn't that big back then. Not back then.
Right.
He had eyes by, but he wasn't big as he got to be. And then, I guess, you know, to me, it seemed like, well, now that he's bigger, I can bring him all the way down and give me a payday on top of it. I don't know.
Right.
That's the way I feel. That's the way it looks. So how you feel about it?
I think she waited a little long, and I don't want to sound judgmental about how long women wait for things, but it just seems like if they do it when it's fresh, it's more credible. You know, if they do it when it's fresh, when if you wait so long, it seems like it taints the credibility a little bit to me, in my opinion.
Okay.
I don't want to offend anybody with that, you know.
Me neither. But I said it, she waited too long. E!
Yeah.
That's just the way I feel about it.
I don't believe. Because all of the women that were around him during that era, and now all of a sudden she's coming out saying that Bill did something to her. And if she did, like you guys were saying, why, when it first came out, was she scared? Did somebody say, you better not say anything? I mean, she's just trying to get paid. She's trying to get a little bit of money.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I just don't believe her.
The reason?
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I think, you know, if they weren't seeking money, if they said, well, I don't have anything to gain, I don't have anything to lose, if you wasn't looking for 15 minutes of fame, if you wasn't looking for money, maybe you get a couple cool points, but I'm not buying it. I'll put it that way. Not buying it.
Not buying
it.
No.
Trump.
Not buying
it. Trump's pardons this week. I'm going to name two people. Denise D'Souza. He was prosecuted by Preet Bharara, which Trump fired later on in his administration. It got him off of for being one of his judges. Also, he said he's going to pardon Martha Stewart, who Comey prosecuted, and you know how Trump feels about Comey. Do you think these pardons are sending a message to Michael Cohen, Manafort, and Flynn? Like, if y'all stick with me, I got y'all back later on. Larissa.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a subliminal message saying, see, I got the right to pardon. If you stick with me, I'll pardon you later. I know that's what it's for. And you forgot one pardon, Jack Johnson. Didn't he pardon? Was that not this week? Was that last week?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
He did it. He did that for the Negroes.
For the K-N-E Negroes. Yeah.
Yeah, for us. He did it for us to say, I'm with y'all too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, really.
He didn't gain no cool points in my book for that. Yes.
He can't even get it out. Are you all right?
He can't even pardon himself. Let's start there. Right. Right.
He's talking about
he
it.
He can't pardon himself. So, I'm not buying that one either.
She can't even talk.
Nope.
You all right? You need it. Hey, you need a medic? There are 8 white nationalists running for office across the country. And if you don't know what a white nationalist is, I'm going to give you the broken down version. KKK, those tiki torch marching people that was in. I'm just letting you know what they are. And there's 8 of them running for office. My question is, do you think that people are going to vote for these people and they actually win? Larissa?
Absolutely. People are going to vote for him. You see who we have in office. You see who we have at the highest office now. Absolutely. These people are going to vote for him. He has given them a voice. He has given them new life. You know? And everybody's jumping on the wagon because they want the success that he has as far as the vote. They want that success. So, yeah. People will definitely vote for him. It's sad that people will vote for him, but people will absolutely vote for him. There's nothing off. I heard a pedophile was running, a white nationalist running. I mean, it's just, you know, it doesn't matter anymore. No morals.
E.
Back.
Yes, they will vote for him. I said, fact. Yes, they will vote for him. Just like they voted for the person who sits in the office now. Sad but true.
No morals.
No morals, no scruples, no
common sense.
Hurricane Maria. A Harvard study said that the hurricane killed 4,645 people in Puerto Rico. Why is the White House and the government saying they only killed 64? I heard a good answer today from somebody that lives down in Puerto Rico, but I want to make sure how you guys feel, women, how you women feel about the government cheesing the facts or the figures on, at 64 compared to 4,645 people they said died in this hurricane. Larissa.
Well, because I feel like the 65 that they're acknowledging, I feel like those are probably the only people that matter to them, to be honest. You know, they don't care. They don't care about the rest. And maybe the 65 is all they care about. What was the races of the people who died? The 65.
Uh-huh.
You all would like to know.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to know.
Hey, look,
you already,
Larissa. They were a little darker. They were just a little darker. Some of them were. Some of them was a little darker. Just a little bit. I mean, just a little.
Yeah.
Touched by a little bit of sun. E.
Sunshine.
E.
Sun kissed. That's all I got to say. I'm just like, once again, That is a hell of a miscount, don't you think?
Discrepancy, yeah. Yep.
You ain't lying, because it was like they wasn't even trying to find out.
No.
Nope.
And
Maybe he only had 65 rolls of paper towels to throw. Maybe that's why he only acknowledged. Yeah. Remember, he threw them paper towels at people.
Yeah, he did.
Me and E has been in we were in the service, and when that thing happened, I was saying to myself, all they need is a battalion, or at least two or three battalions of engineers, come down there and try to clear some of them roadways away, try to shelter some of these folks. I mean, the best way they couldn't actually just build no homes over again, but they could have helped out in the transportation of goods and getting through closed areas that was closed off. All of that. And not one battalion, but a couple of battalions. Like I say, about four, five.
They're sitting around doing nothing.
Yeah, they could have sent them. I was so upset about that, boy, was I heated. I'm like, as much as I know what the Army could have done, just the Army alone. And I hadn't been in all four branches, but we know all four branches could have helped out.
That's right.
So I just don't understand why that didn't go on.
Didn't the civilians do a little more?
No. The Army Engineer Battalion, the Corps Engineer, they'd have set that all the way off.
Yeah.
It would have been done.
Because I was in an Engineer Battalion at one of the ends at the end of my career, and I know what they could do. Hey, they see a river or a lake, and they could cross a river and a lake.
Thank you.
Say what now?
We've seen what they could do. I said, we've seen. We don't only know. We've seen it in action.
Yeah, I see them get vehicles across lakes and rivers. Come on now.
Yes.
I didn't understand that.
On a bridge that you just built 12 hours ago and never knew.
Yeah. And they rolling vehicles across it. Come on, son.
And not only vehicles, tanks and vehicles. Stop it.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, And we got bulldozers in there, bulldozers that can move that earth, clear out roads. Come on. I was just like, I didn't understand it. Oh, let me digress. Okay, I digress. Trump and his tweet about he wanted to see how the job figures look, being that he already knew what the job figures looked. I've been saying this since the beginning, since he said something about we're going to have a trade war. Then a week later, no, we're not going to have a trade war. We're going to get out of TPP. Then a week later, I changed my mind. Then a week later, we're going to get out of NAFTA. Then a week later, I changed my mind. And all the time he keep making announcements, the stock go up and down, up and down.
That's
like
right.
A yo-yo. That's insider trading. That's insider trading. That's all I thought about the whole time. I said, he telling his buddies, because, well, I'm going to say something. I'm going to knock it down. Don't buy nothing this week now. I mean, when it go down, then it go to its lowest level. Buy all you can. And when I talk it back up, it's going to go back up. Y'all going to get paid right along with me. Yeah, I mean, so I want to know, did you feel what Trump did on that tweet 2 hours before the jobs report came out, that he was tipping off some people? Because the market did go up after he tweeted that.
Isn't this what Martha Stewart went to jail for?
That's it.
Yep. Bingo.
Absolutely.
I say bingo. Okay.
That's just crazy, Larissa.
Yep. I think he absolutely, what he was doing was tipping people off. I think this president has bended the rule. He hasn't just bent the rule. He done broke the rules. You know, ain't no bend. He didn't bend them a little bit, twist them, but he's just breaking the rules, you know, and everybody seems to go along with it. Yeah, I don't know. Nothing this man does surprises me anymore. He was definitely breaking the rules. Definitely breaking the rules in a tweet. So sick of the tweet. I don't even go on Twitter no more.
Me either.
Okay, Roseanne, after she got caught out there, lost the show, tried to plead it back, she tweeted like she was insane, like she was truly on Ambien. She said that's why she tweeted the racist tweet out in the first place, throwing people under the bus, getting mad at Wanda Sykes for initially starting it when Wanda was only saying, I don't want to be involved in it if you think black women look like apes. My question is, how do you feel about all her excuses about the reason why she tweeted that out? Larissa.
They're excuses. You know, they say you let people listen to people, they'll tell you how they really are, you know, if you let people. And she has showed us who she truly was. I mean, she's truly shown who she truly is. You can't blame it on Ambien. You couldn't blame it on the rain. You blame it on nothing. She's just shown you who she really is. You know, with the current president, these people have just gotten, their new life has just spread into them, you know? And they just feel like nothing is off guard and they can say anything they want. So, you know, you just really seeing the true colors of people. You really seeing it. And she can't blame it on buying the Ambien. You heard what Ambien said, didn't you? They came out and said, no, we never had that side effect before. Yeah, so no.
Racism is not a side effect.
Right. Racism is not a side effect. You know, and so it's just, you know, they're just new life. He's bred new life into these people.
E.
When people show you who they are, believe them. She has shown us who she was a long time ago.
Yep.
We should have believed her a long time ago. But for whatever reason, America wanted to give her the benefit of the doubt, and they thought that her jokes were on the edge and on the cusp, that she just pushes the envelope, when all the while she was showing us who she was, us as Americans. And we let her get away with it. We lulled her into a false sense of security, and then she felt comfortable enough to say some ignorant ish like she said. And then you're going to backpedal.
with a 10-speed bike. She backpedaled.
Yes. piggy back piddle with a broke
piddle.
With a broke tank.
Talks with North Korea. Do you think that these talks are going to go well, they're going to go bad, or is Trump going to drag this out like a soap opera like he's already done already? That was another reason for him saying the talks was off so the stock market could drop. Then he said the talks is back on so they could go back up. You know what I'm saying? All this man does is try to get money any other way that he can. That's what I believe. But do you think these talks with North Korea will go well? Larissa.
Yeah, right. That's all I can say. No, they're not going to go well. This is like when you were younger and you playing on the playground and then you get mad and I'm not playing with you anymore. I'm not playing with you either. You know, that's what it kind of reminds me of. Kind of a tantrum, you know, and you go to one corner and you don't play with them anymore, and then when you get over it, you know, you kind of come back and play again and you say, okay, let's play again. I'm sorry, you know. This is what this kind of reminds me of. A little childish whatever between Rocket Man and Dotard. You know.
E.
The shenanigans are running amok.
I know you're a teacher, E. What does amok mean?
All over the deep. All
right.
Say it again. Willy-nilly. All over the damn place. He out there all willy-nilly. No, they're not good. I mean, come on. First of all, I told you last week, a summit requires more than two people. So, strange bedfellows. He's mad at his boyfriend this week. Next week, he's going to be friends with his boyfriend again. Stop it. Stop it.
Well, they said...
Yep.
They said Kim Jong-un is talking to the leader, the president of Syria, and he's also supposed to be talking to Russia before he even meets Trump. That's what's said now.
Now, what's that about?
I don't
know.
You
all got to meet with all these folks.
I guess he got to meet with his boys to make sure he say the right thing when he get with Trump.
Right.
I don't know.
And that's the thing. These inexperienced people in office just, you know, got to be groomed on. Okay, you got to, you know, don't have the common sense to... You know, I know nobody's presidential is a, you know, that's a hard office to have, but these people just don't have a clue, you know? Got to be groomed like as a play or something, like acting, you know, how you practice and you study for acting in the play. This is a play.
Right. My last thing that I had, a teacher, a legitimate teacher in school, after writing a letter to President Trump about the shootings in Parkland, Trump wrote her a letter back, and the teacher, in her response, graded the paper because of the grammatical errors. Had red written all up and down, circled improper structures or sentences, just graded his paper and sent it back to Trump. I want to know, to E, because I'm glad she called in, being that she's a teacher. Would you have done the same thing? Because it looked like you all over that paper.
You already know. That paper would have been bleeding. That paper would have been bleeding. You'd have thought that paper was in Afghanistan.
Because it was red all over.
It was bleeding. The paper would have needed a medic. You hear me?
And Larissa, she was also a medic when she was in the army as well.
Oh, okay.
little known history fact right there.
Black history fact. Little known black history fact. I was a medic.
Larissa, how you feel about that with the teacher correcting his paper?
Well, I feel like I'm not a teacher, but I feel like when teachers read things, you know, they grade a lot of papers and they
So I felt that it probably was bothering her, you know? All the grammatical errors
from the president.
We can't help ourselves. Right, right, exactly. She couldn't help herself.
So she was used to doing it.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I think
it's
it was
like,
second nature.
Like people talk
you know?
To you and they say the wrong thing and you just correct them and keep on going with the conversation. I can't help myself. I just can't. Hey, look. Yeah.
Well,
and then
you.
They said, well, he didn't write it. Well, let me tell you something. They said he didn't write it. Well, I don't care if he didn't write it. He never wrote it. You know,
yeah.
Come on. They should know more,
if
too.
If he didn't write it, if he didn't write it and it's that toe up, then he need to fire whoever writing this stuff for him. How about that?
Right.
And who's writing his Twitter feed, too. Yeah, that, too.
Oh, gosh.
I want to thank both of you for calling in, Larissa and E, on another Only 30 Minutes on Sunday. Thank you both. And I don't know if we're going to do it next Sunday. Depends on the news. More than likely, we will. There'll be something come out that's a bombshell.
Yeah,
and,
wait, there we do.
And Larissa, get your husband on here, too.
Yeah, let me know. Yeah, he's going to be on the show. He's running around here.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Get my husband on there, too. How about that?
Shut up, E.
Oh, I don't have one.
I love y'all both. Have a good Sunday.
I love you, too, Todd. Bye-bye. Bye, E.
Bye, Larissa.
Bye-bye.